Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the hosts or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance.
Something you can say. Something
Remembering what we shared will last forever, and with the God. take the time to express that we as a people have reached the promised land of understanding, of Islam, of appreciation of what Allah has made us naturally. No more identity crisis. We can stand up and tell the world we're African Americans. We're Malawians. We're Muslim. All praises due to Allah. We have the distinction of a belief that exemplifies the unity of the human family, the best aspirations of the common man. Yes, this is our day. God, we will say.
That is a beautiful song, and I just have been very fortunate to be able to have this song. I had a cassette tape that had a variety of these songs on it, and I was able to transfer them into the list. But this is one of the songs that in the advent of Imam W. Dean Muhammad and his allowing us to actually participate as far as music is concerned. As you know, last week we had, interviewed one of the original members of the Inviters to Truth. And after that, I mean, just so many people around the country just started being creative. And this was one of the songs, This Is Our Day. So I guess many of y'all don't know who that was, okay? Well, I got another song for you, and I want you, if you know the name of this, if you know the name of this group that did this song, please press one on your phone and tell us who this is. The name of this is Truth Is Here. Our children and help them to learn
then we're gonna disperse the truth in the land, and all of the people will join and be glad. Truth is here now. I can see that victory in front of me.
All I know about this song is that on at the end of it, it says JS. I don't know what JS actually stands for. But again, this was one of the groups that came forward to be creative as far as sound is concerned under Imam W.D. Muhammad when we first started out. I mean, we're talking about from various parts of the country. We're talking about from the South. We're talking about from the West Coast, East Coast. There was just so much that was actually going on. I feel very fortunate because I don't think you can get this song anyplace. Anyplace. I don't think this song is, you'd be able to get this song anyplace. But it's called Truth Is Here. And all praise is due to Allah. We have it here on A New Day for Al-Islam Community Radio. There's another song that this song is called Vices. This is a song that's called Vices. And all I see is NCE. I don't know what that actually stands for. Maybe it's the name of the group, the initials of the group. But if you know the name of this group, press one on your phone and tell us who this group is. This is a group from back in the day. This is like from the 70s. Yeah, this is from the 70s. And we're fortunate to have it here on A New Day for Al-Islam Community Radio that we could actually present this to you. And, you know, look, these are groups that should not be forgotten. They shouldn't be forgotten because they were important as far as delivering the message of Imam W.D. Muhammad. And this song is called Vices. It says NCE. I don't know who that is. If you know the name of this group, you know, press one on your phone and we'll bring you into the queue.
I've given up tobacco and I've given up on weed. I finally found that Allah is what I need. I've given up tobacco and I've given up on weed. I finally found that Allah is what I need. I searched the world over for things that would be
my wild desire and bring me to my knees. But now I've given up tobacco and I've given up on weed. I finally found that Allah is what I need. There were so many things that were getting me down, but I finally found that Allah is still around. And now I've given up tobacco and I've given up on weed. I finally found that Allah is what I need. I've done many things to fill in my void. I've given away all the things of my reward. But now I've given up tobacco and I've given up on weed. I finally found that Allah is what I need.
But now
I finally found that Allah is what I need.
Now, with that song right there, that's all a cappella. There's no instruments in that at all. No instruments. That was all a cappella. Voices coming together. All right? I've given up tobacco. I've given up on weed. I finally found that Allah is what I need.
You are now in the host queue.
This is a song from in the late 70s, early 80s. That the people were doing. We do have a telephone call.
Unmuted.
Hopefully. Okay. 727-408. Sister Martha. Assalamu alaikum. Yeah, is your mic on mute?
Yes, it is. Assalamu alaikum.
Okay.
Yes, Martha Nyla here. Well, and we have a host of callers on AM360 listening in. Thank you, everyone, for being here with us.
Yes.
AM360 and A New Day for Al-Islam with William Kareem. When I was listening to the voices very distinctly, I think that's from Masjid Al-Ansar with who is now Afra Hameen and her husband. They weren't husband and wife then, but they were in a group, singing group, and it sounded so much like her voice as the lead and then his voice as the baritone in the background. I guess I'm calling the baritone, listen to me, the bass or whatever.
So where is Masjid Al-Ansar?
In Miami, Florida, with Imam Dr. Nasser Ahmed.
Okay, and you know that they used to sing at one time together.
Yes, they did. They did a cappella as well, yes. And just at the last Juneteenth, the person who moderated the evening banquet, Afra made comment that he was their lead director and we used to force her to sing from her, tell her to sing deeper. And so I'm just relishing that now. So alhamdulillah, I'm going to contact her and ask her, her or her husband, Mikhail Hameen, if that was their song of their group.
Allah is what I need. That was the name of the song. Did you have some telephone calls on from American Muslim 360?
We have callers. Anyone want to make any comments? Just to acknowledge that we're here with, and William, you're going to have to give me the other title that you're using. I have CWSC Cultural Insight.
Okay, Cultural Insight. Yeah, we can do that.
I was going to use what you had, but alhamdulillah, everyone, if you want to give greetings to William Kareem.
No, I like Cultural Insights. Yeah, I like that.
Oh, okay. Alhamdulillah. Press 1 on your phone, everyone, anyone? We have 334, Michael Hameen out of Jacksonville, Florida. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam, and thank you, and greetings
to the audience and Brother William Kareem. And as you were sharing that, thank you. As you were sharing that offering, I'm thinking about, you know, the organization of the cultural expressions, you know, and the leaders in that, in terms of music, poetry, spoken word, what have you, artistry.
Yes, yes.
You know, finding ways to meet together, and I'm a very adamant proponent of whenever we meet, that these various individuals in culture and education and so forth have some sit down time together and get to see one another eyeball to eyeball, and plan other occasions to meet, either conference call or Zoom, what have you, so that we can, you know, better structure these tools. The Imam called the cultural tool, you know, these expressions, encouraging our spirit, our soul, to go into the future in a healthy way. And I really appreciate you. We've had private conversations together on different aspects,
yes,
of this. And
sure.
I want to share this. Imam Muhammad talked about bringing forth that African American spirit, you know, connected with Africa and the drums, you know. And when he shared that, it was around the time that Marvin Gaye had this very, very Afro and Afro-Cuban kind of beats in his verse. I can't,
yes,
think of the name of the album, but it was very much, you know,
what's going on.
Afro. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I said, well, that's what the man was talking about. I said, wow, alhamdulillah, it's
right
in the air, you know.
Yes, yes.
I'm just saying
that this is one of the reasons why we have cultural concepts and artistic sounds that we're doing on Saturdays, so that if anybody, you know, has some artistic sounds, words for inspiration, you know, this is the platform for you to actually get your sounds played on, your culture,
yes,
your development, you know, whether it's,
yes,
poetry, you know, wordsmith, or if you have something that you want to share with the Muslim community, you know, send it to me or send it to Sister Martha Nyla Williams, and we'll make sure that you get on. And also, we want to get with, you know, some interviews. We want to make sure that our pioneers as far as artistic sounds and cultural concepts are not forgotten, and that their,
yeah,
work is significant, you know. And so that's why we do interviews. We want to interview you. So, you know, make sure that you contact, you know, Michael Amin, Sister Martha, myself, and, you know, we'll schedule an interview with you. Next week, we're going to have Tyler the Animator on, a young man who is starting an animation company. We want our young people to have some exposure, too, and that's what the platform is for, and that's what we're working on right now. That's what we're working on.
Praise be to Allah. Lastly, I got to say it. I mean, you know, like, we all have varying tastes. I was just talking to a brother about, he asked me, did I know about, his last name is Mercer, dealing with ballads and so forth and music back in the day. But I got to say this, man, that, come off of you. I got to say, the propagators really, you know, spoken word. I mean, really, you know. And I think it's still gold today, you know, gold and platinum, you know. Praise to Allah.
Yes.
But thank you for that.
We
thank you for all that you're doing.
Perform.
Yeah. I'd like to know where I could. I'd like to know where I could purchase.
Yeah, well, we'll make that happen, Michael. We'll make that happen.
Good. Good. Thank you.
Okay.
Alhamdulillah. We have
Thank
one other caller. Thank you, Michael. Alhamdulillah. That's from Michael Hameen out of Jacksonville, Florida. We now have Flint, Michigan. William DePrisa,
yes.
Abdul Hadi from Flint, Michigan. Assalamu alaikum, sis.
My sister.
Wa alaikum assalam.
My sister DePrisa.
Alhamdulillah. Wa alaikum assalam to you. Amat Anila and to you, William Kareem. This is DePrisa Abdul Hadi calling from Flint, Michigan. You know, I will come on your program once before since you've had this cultural insight. And I just wanted, and it just was inspired to just say when Martha said if you wanted to greet you and come on, and I definitely want to greet you, and I always appreciate all of the information that you blessed to receive and share with us. And this cultural insight, this is wonderful because, you know, as you were playing the song that you was playing before, you know, come on, in those times of the years in the 70s, and you know how we were so busy and working and, you know, and
yes.
maybe not even remembering to get into the cultural experience of that songs of that nature, we appreciate you bringing it back to us this day. You know, to see how we have progressed and how we were so busy doing so much other things in those times that we were not paying attention to the culture of our people. I just want to thank you so kindly for that.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah.
Thank you. That is it for right now. Our listeners are waiting. I'm just going to say, you know, like, that kind of, they could taste whatever is coming for us. Thank you, William. Assalamu alaikum.
Oh, thank you, Sister. This is a collaboration between the New Day for Our Islam Community Radio and American Muslim 360. We are collaborating as far as artistic sounds are concerned, and we're going to do more collaboration with other programming. But this here is a very good start. And let me tell you this here. I'm going to play a couple of more. As a matter of fact, this next song I'm going to play, you will not hear this anyplace. You will not hear this anyplace. I just so happened to catch this group. And, I mean, they were just on scene for a moment, and then they were gone. But the name of the group was Mujumu Leo. That's who they were. But before I do that, let me take this telephone call of 917-856. Assalamu alaikum. Till now, Dean Bilal, your microphone is open. Jamal, your microphone is open. You might be on mute. Jamal?
Yes. Assalamu alaikum.
Yeah, yeah. Waikum assalam.
Good morning, sir. Good morning to you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Brother.
Good morning.
Good morning, my brother.
How is my
What did you think about the
Go ahead.
Jamal, what did you think about the first hour? Because I know that you was on as soon as the radio program started. What did you think about the Muhammad Ali piece?
Loved it. Loved it. Great historical insight, reflection on our brother, from our brother. I loved it.
Good. Yeah, a lot of people miss that. If you haven't, if you didn't get an opportunity, you should go back and listen to that. You will not be disappointed. Yeah, go ahead, Jamal.
Yeah. I like the theme, the musical reflections and all of that, the title that you said, in reference to everything that has transpired in the last week or so, I'll just quote or share or sing a little Bob Marley, who said, get up, stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Amen.
Thank you, brother. Good to have
you.
Thank
you, sir. Alhamdulillah. Good to be here, man. Amen. Okay. So I want to talk to you about this group. This is a group of young people. And, you know, everything that they did as far as their singing is concerned is a cappella. But they have the sweetest voices. And this is called The Call of Islam. The name of this group is Nujumul Layl. You're not going to be able to find this group anymore. And as a matter of fact, you know, they're not this young anymore. You know, they're probably young men now, young men, young women, you know. But this is called The Call of Islam.
I read my Quran before the dawn begins to break. I read my Salah 5 times every day. I read my du'as to clear the way for my journey. I am a Muslim every day. I am a Muslim in every way. Listen to the call of Islam. Listen to the call of Islam. I make my wudu before I say my daily prayer. I read my kalima no matter come what may. I keep my fast in the month of Ramadan. I am a Muslim every day. I am a Muslim in every way. Listen to the call of Islam. Listen to the call of Islam. Ooh, so many times I'm lost, so many times confused, but every time I have found my comfort in Allah. Ooh, when the times were dark and my friends were few, my heart filled with love with the blessings of Allah. So many times I've said, so many times I've heard, so many times I've found the call of Islam. Protect myself, my parents, and all my friends. I give out the God to the poor and the weary. I listen to my elders.
Wait a minute. Okay, so I wound up making a mistake there. I have to go back and play this song again. But instead of playing The Call of Islam, we're going to play another one by Nujumul Layl. But the sweetness of their voice and the message that they had, you're not going to find these songs anyplace. Their time has passed. They have passed. But we will remember them, and we appreciate their what they have done. And this is called, it was Allah.
Who made the sun? Who made
Done by young Muslim children. The brother that actually put that together, I forgot his name, but I think he was from England, and you know, I kind of got, you know, felt out of contact with him, but some kind of way I winded up being able to get these songs before they were lost in the Google. Right now, if you were supposed to go to Google and put in Mujumu Leah, they will give you so many different because Mujumu Leah has a particular meaning, but it won't bring up these songs anymore. So I was very fortunate, alhamdulillah, to get it. And you've heard it right here on A New Day Ground with Islam Community Radio. And what I want you to, there is an artist that we have to definitely recognize, because he was definitely important. And this here is Wilmore Siddiqui, His Love.
Well, you know I served my time. A million things passed on through my mind. I'm getting closer to the divine. It's just a matter of patience and time. Try if you might, try if you will. Strike me down, it's no big deal. I continue to spread justice. If it's God's will, because His love is all that I'm after. He makes, yes He does. I've got down so much faster. Your sweet, devout, humble wife. Well, you know He made my heart so very, very strong. That those desires for the street life have vanished and gone. Oh, yeah. Thank you.
And of course, you should know who that is. That is Wilmore Siddiqui, all right? A number one of the pioneers of artistic sound and cultural insights that was here with us in the 70s of supporting Imam W.D. Muhammad's vision. All praises be to Allah. May Allah continue to bless our brother.
And I also want to
give a special shout out.
Assalamu alaikum.
Yes, go ahead.
And I must say, too, you know, love to claim Florida. And Wilmore Siddiqui is the imam here at the local area, the St. Peter Islamic Center, still pushing strong, doing his gardening, his healthy walks and everything. And he still promotes that cultural night on Wednesday nights here in the local area. Wilmore Siddiqui. And he does he's online with CDs and everything. So he's in his beautiful 70-ish stages of development, ages. And so, alhamdulillah,
Yeah, so all praise is due to Allah. That is great to know that, you know, he's still participating in the culture to that degree. And that he's actually, you know, has a program where people can come out and actually, you know, come together and enjoy, you know, that cultural, with each other. That's really important, and it's good to hear that. We would like to try to do something like that in New York. We haven't been able to do it yet, but I think that's something that we're working on. Not just, you know, the thing that Suad Al-Amin is doing, but, you know, just to do some regular things. I will say this here, that I know that there are Muslim sisters that come together, you know, and support each other, and they get together and at places, and you know they may not be married, but you know they want to be with each other. They want to, you know, socialize, and so they come together and at particular places, and you know they socialize with each other, and that's a wonderful thing. That is very wonderful. One of the things that I think that we really have to do, we really have to work on getting these artistic sounds to our children, because and I think that our children really would appreciate this. I think that the children would appreciate Nijumu Leo, especially, you know, like the younger ones that are, you know, four, five, six years old, that they could basically relate to that, because, you know, that's their age range, that's their voice range. And that would be something that they would be able to sing, you know, about, you know, Islam in, you know, the little childhood voices. And I also would like to say that I want to give a shout out to the propagators. Eugene Martin, you know, passed some time ago. We prayed along with, you know, forgive him the sins and faith him with a comfortable space in paradise for the good work he did. Asma Abdul Salim, the same thing. You know, he passed some time ago, but, you know, he did a great job in singing Muslim Reunion. Muslim Reunion. And he did, you know, that was a very famous song. Shout out to Edward Abdul Aziz, who, you know, made the poem that goes with that. And the waters was calm when the leadership came to God. And the crew had the spirit of young lions. And the captain, Elijah, was a brave man who told his men to stand up and fight regardless of the shifting of the winds. I mean, the community just totally enjoyed that. Also, Mariam Bilal, Naima Muhammad, Hamidullah, Qasid Muhammad. Qasid had a really, really unique voice. And we did this song called I'm So Proud. And, I mean, Qasid was, I mean, he just had a real special voice. So, you know, we pray that. I haven't seen Qasid. I don't know, you know, what his situation is. But we pray that Allah will, you know, bless him wherever it is that he is. Or, you know, like, that's what we would like to say as far as that's concerned. Melvin Muhammad is still going strong, alhamdulillah. You know, in New York, and Yusuf Hassan is definitely still going strong, you know, in the New York area. So, you know, these were people that were part of the group, Sister Rosa Driss was part of the propagators, and Bakan Numani, she was with the very first group. You know, the way that the propagators actually came about was because, now look, the way that the propagators came about was because Imam Ali Rashid allowed the propagators to come together, you know, at Masjid Malcolm Shabazz in the lower auditorium to practice. And then, you know, like he would hear us, and he was one of the staunch supporters of the propagators. He was a staunch supporter of the propagators. And, you know, we would go, he would get us to visit various mosques at the time, and because he would say, hey, listen, you need to hear these brothers' business. And I was just fortunate at the time to have been a hip-hop artist. I was right there at the very beginning of hip-hop. But it was something that I was doing. I was doing that, you know, when I was in the world. I was a wordsmith in the world, and I was taking jazz music and making poetry, and then what I would do is I would take the poetry and I'd put it to a jazz song. So when the hip hop came in, it was just a, you know, automatic transition that actually happened that gave me the opportunity. It was because Imam Wahdatuddin Muhammad that gave me a clearer insight as far as what to say. I had a clearer insight to say, you know, I went to school, I took a scientific course, and they couldn't tell me nothing about the great force. And, you know, that's from Imam W.D. Muhammad, you know, getting us to understand, you know, who Allah was, you know. Itty bitty sore shoe and smitty, my New York state of mind is from New York City. My New York state of mind is on the microphone, so just relax and make yourself at home. I mean, that was just easy. It was just an easy way to flow. And what was so very interesting about it is Eugene Martin, you know, he had the bass voice. Boom, 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 boom. And Eugene Martin, he would hold that, and man, we would just go in. We would just go in especially as far as Birds of the Feather is concerned. And he was also the foundation of all the songs that we did. You know, he was the bass. He was the bass. We were an a cappella group. We were singing a cappella. And so, you know, for him to, you know, Eugene was just a really talented person. He was just a talented person. And I'm very thankful to Allah that, you know, Allah blessed us to come together and do what we did for the time that we did it. May Allah bless us. Well, so we got just a couple of minutes left. If anybody has a question or comment, I'm supposed to be coming to do the quick hitters experience. It's supposed to happen. But I think what we're going to do is we're going to do an interview with Suad El-Amin. Because what has happened is Cavell, my son, hasn't gotten in contact with me. Yeah, he hasn't gotten in contact with me. So I don't know, you know, what it is that he's doing. But anyway, you know, like, this would be an interview with Suad El-Amin and the Quick Hits Experience. And, you know, this would go for an hour. So I want to, you know, thank you all. But before we do that, this is something that this is another song that you can't forget. You can't forget this song right here. You know, this was big in the New York area. come to Allah. And again, you can't even skip this song any place. This is a song that was done by Eric Nuri and the Wisdom Kids, which was his children at the time. They have deep voices now, but at this time he got them together when they were, you know, very young and was able to put this together. Those young voices. That's very some information that you should know about Eric Nuri. He graduated from Harvard University. His mother, Sister Nuri, she was very instrumental in changing the names of many of us here in the New York City area. William Kareem got his name changed by Sister Nuri. She was a very lively person too. She was very lively. But she was very instrumental in, you know, legally getting the name changed for people in the New York City area. And again, this here is Eric Nuri's mother, the father of the Wisdom Kids that made this song come to Allah. Thank you. Sister Martha Mallow Williams Abdullah, was this song popular in your area?
No, I don't recall. We were
wow.
We were here in that period. I believe definitely 77 to the 80s. We were establishing, you know, we had our little schools, weekend schools, and then we were having different poems and little songs. We all tried our hands at it. But no, Wilma Siddiqui was the main thrust here. Wilma Siddiqui
right,
and
right,
Sawad
right,
El-Amin,
right,
because
right.
We met her in Atlanta and had the, what was it, the New World Patriotism Day, or it was something else before then. It was the Jubilee. The Jubilee in Atlanta,
right.
Where it was a huge park, and Sawad El-Amin performed there, and Wilma Siddiqui. And then Wale Ali actually came on later in our days, but it was mainly. And then the Young Brothers, maybe the brothers you shared just then, there was a group of Young Brothers. They would now be close to late 40s, early 50s maybe, but definitely late 40s.
Yeah.
It was about three. I think they were the El-Amin brothers. I know two of them were brothers.
Hmm.
But I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But every time we had culture night.
We have the artists out here. Yeah, we had the artists out here. This was Come to Allah was a big song in New York. It was big. As a matter of fact, it was the opening theme for the longest-running radio program, first Muslim radio program in New York, Al Islam in America, which was on the air long before the Internet,
Mm-hmm.
We was on WPAT-FM, and that was a big deal at the time. But they used Come to Allah as their as the opening. Let's take this telephone call. This is 914-434, Assalamu alaikum, your microphone is open.
Yes, Assalamu alaikum, William.
Waalaikumsalam,
Mohammed. Yes. Yeah, I've been listening, and don't forget Imam Baqi. He just played that song. That's the wisdom key is. Come to Allah.
Yes, that's right.
The wisdom key is.
Yep. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That was the New World of Al Islam, Imam Abdul Baqi Hamid.
That's right, yes.
Yeah, Abdul Baqi Hamid, as a matter of fact, took over. Well, first it was Abdul Haq Muhammad and Brother Rashid that started it off, and then it was taken over by Salim Sharif and Abdul Baqi Hamid. And then Salim Sharif left, and then Imam Abdul Baqi, you know, took over, and then from there, Imam Yusuf Ramadan took over, and that's when I got involved as far as mm-hmm. producing radio, which was really good, man. I mean, I would go down there in that studio, man. Oh boy, man, and I would get just creative. You know, I'd be down there 3 hours on Saturday morning, man, just being creative. Well, as a matter of fact, I was there from 12 o'clock midnight up until like 6 o'clock in the morning. So I had an opportunity to really get creative in a professional studio, and you know it was just a wonderful experience.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was in Lower Manhattan, right? That was Lower Manhattan, right?
Yep. Have you ever been down to the WPAT studio, Mohammed?
Yeah, I came down once when I think Shaka, what was his name? Shaka Rasheed.
Yes, that's right.
I can't forget Shaka Rasheed. That's right.
Right. Shaka Rasheed, mm-hmm. That's right. Uh-huh. There was a lot of people who made contributions. As a matter of fact, Imam Wali, who was the Imam of the Bronx, he used to come down, mm-hmm. and him and his wife used to come down also. As a matter of fact, mm-hmm. I have pictures of them. You know, at the studio, alhamdulillah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay, alhamdulillah, thank you very much, brother.
You're quite welcome. All right, bro. Thank you. You're welcome. Assalamu alaikum.
Look, we're going over this because this is the historical concepts as far as culture is concerned, you know, and this it's important to know where we come from and where we are. And again, we say that if you, if, as a matter of fact, if you know artists that need to be recognized, we can't forget our artists. You know, let us know the artists. See if you get a telephone number, we'll call them and we'll make it. You know, instructions to interview them. Also, if there are young artists today that you know want to play their music here on A New Day for Al Islam Community Radio, that's what the platform is about, helping you to get exposure also. Next week, we're going to have Tyler the Animator on. Tyler the Animator is a young man who is starting an animation company. Anime is really big among young people. And this is something that you really want to hear about, brothers and sisters, because this is where the future is going, especially as far as creativity. And it's a visual art. It's a visual art, but, you know, it also has sounds and all the rest of those things, storytelling. And Tyler, the animator, you know, he works with a number of people, and he is going to be with us. Talk about, you know, some of these things that he's doing as far as animation is concerned. So it's going to be a very informative show.
And is it okay? I want to inject everyone. He's from right here in the heart of the Clearwater area. Here with, I just, everyone calls me grandma. So one of my adopted grandsons, so to speak.
Tyler the Animator. He's your adopted grandson.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a wonderful. That's wonderful, system offer. That you know, like you give him that kind of support, and we want to give him that kind of support too, because I just know that you know animation is something that my grandchildren are interested in. They watch animation. They watch Japanese animation in Japanese, not in English. They watch it in Japanese. Yeah. You know, so it's going to, this going, we have some really good questions for him. And I'm sure that he'll be able to answer, you know, he'll be able to give us some insights on animation. You won't want to miss this. Next week, inshallah, at 11 o'clock, we are going to be doing an interview with, you know, our brother, Tyler the Animator. That's what we call him, Tyler the Animator. What's his name? His name is Tyler what? What's his name?
Adams is the last name.
Tyler Adams. But, you know, it's just that Tyler the Animator sounds so regal, you know.
Yes, it does.
You know.
But I'm so thankful, too, and really looking forward to everyone just hearing. I'm not going to even give any kind of gist of who he is, what his background is, but I'll let him share it. But you'll be very impressed.
Yeah.
Everyone.
Yeah, yeah, inshallah. All right, so what we're going to do here is we're going to continue. It doesn't look like we're going to continue with understanding that there's much that we can do as far as culture is concerned, and this is why we want to play this part.
Muslim, the media, and our response is given by Taqwa Productions, which is a famed video producer, Hassan Shakir, who has been producing video and other media in the community of Imam W.D. Muhammad for over 25 years. And he's down there in the Atlanta area. And the topic will be the problem, the solution, and the implementation. Right. And that's Muslims, the media, and our response conference. And I've been talking about this, especially as far as being a representative of the Muslim American Media Alliance. The encouraging thing to do as far as our Muslim media is concerned is to utilize our efforts to address the issues of the day with our creativity. That's what we want to do. We want to utilize our effort to address the issues of the day. When we see the Just We Chalet, you know, people making fun of all the rest of that, you know, we need to start creating arts and utilize our creative writing ability, our creative song writing ability, our creative video ability, our creative drawing abilities to address these issues. We can do it. We have the power. And I've always said, what makes you think that Allah won't bless us? I mean, you know, we as Muslims here in America, I can say, as Muslims in America, especially in the community of Imam W.D. Muhammad, you know, we don't drink, we don't smoke, we don't eat pork, we try to lead a clean lifestyle, and we pray five times a day, and then you ask Allah to bless you, and you don't think you're going to get blessed? That just don't go together. Of course you're going to get blessed. All you got to do is put forth the effort, and Allah will bless us. You hear me? Put forth the effort, and Allah will bless us. Because you're trying to do good. So it's got to work. It's incumbent upon our Lord to bless us for doing good. And he says he'll do that. We just have to believe it.
This is one of the songs that I was able to do down at WPAT with Imam W.D. Muhammad and music in the background.
To become a Muslim, to say there is no God but Shahada, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, and to become a Muslim and to say I'm a Muslim now. You can't be a Muslim over here in this corner. Muslims are all over the world. So you can't be a Muslim in this corner and go outside. They're going to be Muslims out there. Look at you. Say, hey, ain't no real Muslim. That's a corner Muslim. That Muslim is only corner Muslim. And the Muslims of the world are not corner Muslims. They're universal Muslims. So take into account the seriousness of your decision, especially you who are not satisfied with being shortchanged. You want the full measure of what God has created for you. Take serious your decision. You say you're Muslim, take it serious. If I'm a Muslim, now, what is required of a Muslim? I go to the Quran, I go to the life of Muhammad. Ain't no way for me to get around that. I got to do my best. I got to do my best. Maybe I'm not as great as you, or maybe I'm not as great as the next fellow, or the one that just went behind, came by left. No, I may not be as great as those, but I have to do my best. If I'm going to live with a good conscience, I have to do my best. I can't excuse myself. Don't forget about this. Forget about that. All I want to do is just pray every now and then. Say Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar occasionally, and go and hear the Imam once in a while. And that's enough. Allah knows my heart. That's okay. But get behind us.
Yes, sir.
You're not the one that God wants to carry the work. The one that God wants to carry the work are those that accept the full responsibility. And even though they can't measure up, they won't excuse themselves. They never will excuse themselves
They would say, well, brother, I'm not yet, but I pray Allah, one day I will. Allahu Akbar. They are never satisfied with their poor performance, their shortcomings. And this is the teaching of the Prophet also.
W.D. Muhammad.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. You know what I mean? So if this the message in that is, okay, so you can't do it, then get behind the ones that are doing it. Get behind the ones that are doing it. I'm very thankful to our sister, Martha Nyland Williams, and American Muslim 360, because we're working together to bring you a united programming. This is something that we're working on. This is where we're starting at. This is where we're starting. And we're going to grow. It's going to develop. Because you know why? Because we can see it growing and development. There's a lot of young people. There are a lot of artists that want that have something to say. And this is a platform for you. There are a lot of artists that have been part of the Muslim community. We need to get their interviews. We need to interview them. We need to know what a lot of our young people are doing. And so this is a platform, you know, to that these young people can talk to, you know, the Muslim community. You know, American Muslim 360 and New Day Flowers on Community Radio. We can reach a wide, you know, broad spectrum of people, and this is a good opportunity to come on and utilize this platform to do that. So that's what we invite you to do. We invite you to take the time. I mean, you know, like, look, if you want to do it, you might not be motivated enough to do it. You might not be motivated, you know, well, you know, like, I don't think my stuff is good enough. Don't you be the judge of it. Don't you be the, if it's positive, it's constructive, then you let us be the judge of it. Let us help you. We have ears for that. As an artist myself, I mean, I know what's good. I know what's good music. And as long as a positive effort, I mean, as long as you're putting, you know, positive words together, as long as you're putting positive sounds together, it's good. It's good. Use this as a platform for you. This is what, you know, we're doing on Saturday. On Saturday mornings, we're doing cultural insights right here on the New Day for Islam and American Muslim 360. And we're going to have more collaborations as time goes on. You'll see us with more collabs. This is another song from back in the day. Don't know who this artist is. I don't know who this artist is. I was able to get so many sounds from back in the day, and I don't know. I just got the sounds and just, you know, put them up. And one of the things that I didn't do, I didn't put down who the artist was. But if you know who this is, please, you know, press one on your phone and tell us who it is. This is Almighty Allah.
Have you ever wonder
ask everybody that's press one on their phone to press one on your phone to come out to queue, just in case somebody doesn't know the song and then they can press one. So I'm asking you to press one on your phone to come out of the queue. And then
and we
way,
have a hand up
see.
Here. We have a hand up here, William.
Oh. Okay, go ahead. Yes.
Let's, all right.
What's the name of this? Go ahead.
Okay, 478672. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome. 478672.
Yes, amen. Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah.
Alaikum. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Brother Kareem, this is a question for you. Since you in contact with the media and whatnot, do you know what's going on with the misunderstood? And I have that copy of the Wiz Kids, but mine is messed up. Can you get me another copy, please?
Well, I'm not going to be able to get you another copy. I won't be able to do that. As far as Misunderstood is concerned, Misunderstood, she performed at King's Dominion this past Labor Day. I know that she did that. But she's Misunderstood is very busy. You know, she's pursuing a career as a therapist, and, you know, she's working, you know, a full-time job. I know that much. But she's really very busy. So that's what I can tell you about her.
Alhamdulillah. Yeah. Give us a salam for me if you do get a chance to, you know, contact and the twins.
Well, we're going to play her. We're going to definitely make sure that we play one of her songs, you know, since you mentioned it. We will definitely make sure we play one of her songs, okay?
Okay. Now, since you can't get me a copy, can you make a copy for me? Because mine is, and I had it for years, but I refuse to throw it away, but it doesn't work. It doesn't play.
Right. Well, that's something that, you know, myself and Sister Martha and the technical team will work on to try to get that done.
Okay.
I mean, that's a good idea. That's a very good idea. I mean, I think it's feasible to be possible. It's just that it's something that we just have to work on.
Oh, okay. I appreciate it, brother. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah. All right, alhamdulillah.
Thanks.
Thank you. Yeah, anything else, Sister Martha?
No. Wait a minute. Yes, we have 810. I think you wanted an answer to that song as well, all right? 10399. Ifrita Abdul Hadi. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. You know, Brother Kareem, when you say you didn't know, you know, who the artist was or something like that, I was playing a song one day, and we had the Bluetooth or something was on, and it hurt. I don't know, it might have been on my phone. And when you play it through the phone, it actually brought up who the artist was. Now, I don't know if that was on a Bluetooth. I don't know, but when you let it hit a song, it'll bring up who that artist is. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, okay.
You got me.
I see what you mean. Yeah, I do. I do know what you're talking about. I don't know how that. I don't know actually how that function works, but I think I have heard of that.
You know, you might even be able to do it on your telephone when you're not on there talking or anything. Oh, you know what? Thing that says Google, that, and you put your phone up to that while it's playing, and it'll, I don't know. We was able to see who
was. Yeah, I've done that before.
Yeah,
I've done that before.
Okay, that's what I thought about when you were saying that. So I wanted to share that. Thank you so kindly. Oh. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you, sis, for that suggestion. We appreciate it very much.
I've heard the song, but I don't know the artist. I sang it, you know, alhamdulillah.
We want to make sure we give these artists the recognition, you know, that they so much deserve for the work that they did. You know, we want to make sure that we give them the recognition that they did, and know that we appreciate them, and you know what they did as far as the culture is concerned. Yeah, we want to make sure that we do that. So this here is okay. Somebody made a request for Misunderstood, so. This is one of my favorite Misunderstood songs called Dean Hard. Well, let me just say this, you know, before we start. As far as Misunderstood is concerned, she's a hijabi hip-hop artist. She has been making up songs with her. One of the first CDs she put out was State of the Ummah Address. Misunderstood, State of the Ummah Address. And she's been representing, as far as, you know, hip-hop is concerned, she's done a very good job, especially as far as making the presentation as she has being a Muslim. The name of this is Dean Hard.
Yeah. Introducing y'all, Misunderstood. First lady of Islam and hip hop. We got Maro on the board. This is Dower Media production. I don't really care for this junior. I'm past it. I'm a believer for real. I'm not acting. I can have cash in large amounts, but I'm like votes. It's a prayer that counts. If you're not talking about a law, get out my face. Cause all the people in my squad got shahada in place. It's a short life and this is right. Too many things in this world to get enticed. Don't be like the people selling books for small prices. We don't know if we gon' die tonight. It's for all those learning knowledge from shakes. Don't take it trips to study in a foreign place. No games of chance. We don't have money to waste. We unsure, we stay away and just play it safe. I came up real slow on the Islam tip, trying to find top world like Siraj Smith. I said Muslims don't pray five prayers a day. Yes, Islam is the way. I said we deen hard, we deen hard, we deen hard, we deen hard. We stay up late when the night is odd and read Quran. I said we deen hard, we deen hard, we deen hard, we deen hard. I to the S, L to the A.M. Revelations unchanged, don't try to change him. Muhammad brought the sunnah, don't try to play him. You blessed with children, careful how you raise them. Cause when they go astray, only Allah can save them. You all coming next, make sure you get them days in. This is for them Arabs, them Africans and Asians. Boriguas, the whites, the blacks and Jamaicans. Stand hill to hill, but it's occasion. Bush just got reelected, we should be praying. We Muslims, they supposed to be in spots smoking weed. But in a halal spot celebrating the Eid. No reason for stupid Muslim Jibril said read. We make dua when one of our brothers bleed. And sisters dress modest in the house of Allah. What can I say about us? We deen hard. I said Muslims don't pray five prayers a day. Yes, Islam is the way. I said we deen hard. We deen hard. We deen hard. We deen hard. We stay up late when the night is odd and read Quran. I said we deen hard. We deen hard. We deen hard. We deen hard.
Yes, you know, that's Misunderstood. She was, let me see, I was working at the Clara Mahan School when I first heard of her, and she's got a nice flow. She's got a nice flow, and she has something to say. She knows how to put the words together, and especially as far as being a representative of Al-Islam. Now today you have so many, you know, sisters that they try to, you know, they try to be hijabi hip-hop artists. But, you know, I think the gold standard is Misunderstood. I'm just telling you from you know, the point of being an artist. And, you know, if you see your child and your child, you know, goes ahead and sings a song, you just, oh, that's my baby, yo, sing that song, baby, sing that song. And, you know, of course, you know, like you're going to be happy for your child. So, you know, a lot of these, you know, hijabi hip-hop artists, some of them are pretty good, but I think that, you know, misunderstood is the gold standard, especially as far as the flow is concerned, especially as far as putting her words together. But that's just my personal opinion. You know, other people, you know, may think think about that in a different way. And so since, you know, I don't really like to big up myself, but I'm going to play this for you. This is Birds of a Feather Flock Together.
Birds of a feather, a flock together, and that's the only way we'll make things better. Birds of a feather, a flock together, and that's the only way we'll make things better. Birds of a feather, a flock together, and that's the only way we'll make things better. Birds of a feather, a flock together, and that's the only way we'll make things better. Owls are birds that are very shrewd. Eagles hang in high altitudes. Canaries can sing you a prelude while ducks attend to the family feud. Because
birds of a feather,
I wanna flock together, and that's the
only way to make things better.
I'm saying birds of a feather, I flock together,
and that's the only way to make things better.
There are flamingos and chicken hawks. There are birds that sing, birds that talk, birds that live off the water and live off the land. A message in creation will make us understand that
birds of a feather,
I wanna flock together,
and that's the only way to make things better.
I'm saying birds of a feather, a flock together,
and that's the only way we'll make things better.
Now pigeons don't live as sparrows do. Since they did to their nature, they would be untrue. A green are canaries, crows are black, and they are all birds. But check out the fact of that
birds of a feather
are gonna fly
together, and that's the only way to make things better.
I'm saying
birds of a feather, flock together, and that's the only way to make things better.
Rich thinking makes you rich, poor thinking makes you poor. A lawyer makes a lawyer, a doctor, doctor. Don't mean to cause no complication, but you got to understand the situation. See,
birds of a feather,
I'm gonna fly,
and that's the only way to make things better.
I'm saying
birds of a feather, fly together, and that's the only way to make things better.
Now you can't learn medicine from a cook. An engineer can tell you how to write a book. But if you think the same, get together and watch your life getting better and better. Cause
birds of a feather,
I'm gonna fly,
and that's the only way to make things better.
Birds of a feather, I'm gonna flock together,
and that's the only way to make things better.
It's what you got to do. I find out
what kind of bird are you.
I then get with those that think the same and play your part in this life game. Because
birds of a feather,
I'm gonna flock together,
and that's the only way to make things better.
I'm saying
birds of a feather, I flock together, and that's the only
come on, get your hands on your lap and jump together and help us clap. Come on,
birds of a feather,
let's flock together,
and that's the only way we'll make things better. Birds of a feather, a flock together, and that's the only way to make things better.
Yeah, there was a five that a dapper, Jasper P. Funk, a dapper young rapper, talked a lot of junk. The word he heard, he talked a lot of trash. J.P. Funk was all about the cash. You see, J.P. wanted to elevate himself above, behind everybody. He said, I rap and jack my way to the big show. Yeah, he wanted to be a star, you know, so he took off. He goes tripping, little rapping and rapping, 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 yeah. He talked about clothes, talked about cars. He talked like a movie star. He talked about the ranch house and indoor pool. Something he said really made him cool. Cause like Max Bell Coffee, he filled us to the brim. Got the kids talking and acting like him. But one day, they came to town, a challenger to take Joe's crown. Like gunslingers, nine singers came to town to clean up with his singer. They said, tell Joe fly and tell Joe city to propagate it coming to your city. They're gonna expose the things that are corrupt, that stop good people from waking up. We're gonna speak to the weak,
right there wrong,
teach the truth to the youth,
make them strong.
Gonna respect and protect all the women, folks, live the religion with precision, cause it ain't no joke. Is that right?
That's right.
Is that right?
That's right.
As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam.
As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam.
Yeah, you know I went to school, so
about the great boys. I asked the computer, do you understand? If Lincoln was a bang, the computer jammed. So I asked the doctor from Minnesota, AT&T from South Dakota. But nowhere but could I find why the force was so strong and so divine. And then one day I was walking through town when I heard this brother throwing down. He said, take the word across the nation about the great four in creation. Some say God, some say Allah, the creator. The creator of water, the creator of land, the creator. Who made the wheat, the deer, hot, the prune, the grape? Who made the apple, the orange, the monkey, and the ape? Who made your nail and made your tooth? Didn't make the lie, but
he made the truth.
Is that right?
That's right.
Is that right?
That's right.
Is that right?
That's right.
Is that right?
As-salamu
alaykum.
Atak beer. Allahu Akbar. Let me just tell you a little story behind Birds of a Feather. As I mentioned before, Imam Ali Rashid was a big supporter of the propagators. In our neighborhood was a hospital called Sydenham Hospital, and the mayor at the time was Mayor Koch, and he was closing down hospitals. And Sydenham Hospital was in Harlem, and he was closing that hospital down. So the politicians, the union, the religious leaders, they all got together, to protest. So Imam Ali Rashid organized it, whereas the propagators could get up on the stage. And we were doing Birds of a Feather. Now, when I was first doing Birds of a Feather, I didn't do, I went to school, I'm part of the we, I'm on the stage, right? I'm on the stage, and, we're doing Birds of a Feather, and then I say, come on, get your hands on out your lap and put them together and help us clap. Come on, Birds of a Feather, flock there. And then people started clapping, right? So people were clapping, and then that's when I went off. Now I'm not an I, but I'm part of the we. And the propagator's looking at me like, where the heck is this coming from? And so I'm like, now I'm an I, but I'm part of the we, and I'm playing the part that was given to me. So you play your part, hold your position. And, all they could do is, they just follow. They just follow behind. So they would, and then I'd, assalamu alaikum, and of course they would come back, wa alaikum assalam, assalamu alaikum, wa alaikum assalam. But that was basically the first time that I turned Birds of a Feather into a hip-hop song. It was right there, and it was really something, because everybody was so surprised when I started rapping. And what was interesting, and this is the encouragement that I'm giving to especially young people, is that when you have a positive message, it's okay to say it. It's okay to say the positive message. And especially if you got a beat, boom, ba boom, 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 ba boom. I'm not an I, but I'm part of a we, and I'm playing the part that was given to me. So so you play your part, and, people will accept a positive message. That is really what I want to get to over to our young people who may not feel confident about, performing in front of people. But just do it, because you have a positive message, and people will be attracted to the positive message. The other interesting thing about it was this was the time when Star Wars had just came out. And so that's where I came up with You know, I went to school and took a scientific course. They couldn't tell me nothing about the great force, because the force was, of course, part of the Star Wars movie. But, you know, the great force, you know, that would be Allah. So there's this creativity that happens that you don't necessarily have to say Allah, but because I said, you know, I went to school and took a scientific course, they couldn't tell me nothing about the great force. I asked the computer, did it understand? It blinked and banged the computer jam. And then it said, take the word across the nation about the great force in creation. I didn't say, you know, great Allah in creation. I said the great force in creation. Some say God. Some say Allah, the creator of the moon and stars. So there's a creative way that you can be, as far as being a wordsmith, to get across your message, and people will accept it. I think that's the point that I really want to make to young people, that if you're very creative as far as your message is concerned, that people will accept it. I was just, you know, fortunate at the time, you know, to have had Imam W.D. Muhammad as a teacher. I mean, because that's where I got it from. You know, Allah is the force that's in creation. Who made the wheat, the tear, the prune, the grape? Who made the apple, the orange, the monkey, and the ape? Who made your nail and made your tooth? Didn't make the lie, but he made the truth. So there's something clever about what's being said. And that is the whole idea of being a Muslim artist. And I don't care where it is that we have, wherever it is that we have performed, especially the song Birds of Feather, that people have accepted it, whether it was other Muslims, and other Muslims really appreciated it. The other Muslims really appreciated the message that was coming from Birds of a Feather, because there was nothing in the community at that time that was addressing the issues of the day like Birds of a Feather did. And the Muslim community really appreciated that. So I'm saying to you, especially the young people that are creative, and believe me, there are young people in our community that are wordsmiths. They are wordsmiths. They have an understanding. And don't be afraid to make your presentation. You don't have to say Allah. You can say the great force. There's many ways that you can say Allah without saying Allah. And then sometimes, you know, like you just want to say Allah. But I'm just saying, don't be discouraged from being creative, and especially as far as you being a wordsmith is concerned. Because, listen, if anybody in the community can put out the words, it's our young Muslim brothers and sisters. If anybody, because they got clear minds, they got clear minds. We you know, I got to get ready to get off the radio program, but I just remember we did a open mic at Masjid Malcolm Shabazz, and you know, it was just a thing where, you know, we had a DJ play some music, and you know, so people would dance, and then we had an open mic, you know. And man, there were so many young people that came through that wanted to get on the microphone, and they had something to say. That's the point that I'm making, that if we, in our communities, if we have all you need is a DJ, and a microphone, you know, and a space, a positive space, and just let them, I mean, you will be surprised and what our young people are capable of. So that's what I wanted to say. I want to thank you for being with us today on Artistic Sound. We were supposed to do an interview with Abdulwali Shaheed, but he wanted to come back and do it at another time. Also, we had an opportunity to play some of the historicals, cultural insights from our community. We had an opportunity to do that. So inshallah, next week, we're going to go with Artistic Sound. As a matter of fact, if you get an opportunity, you should listen to the beginning of this program, Artistic Sounds, because it is the program about Muhammad Ali. And I'm sure that you will enjoy it at the very beginning of the program. So you go back in, you know, a New Day for Al-Islam Community Radio and pull up Artistic Sounds for the day, and you can play it. And I'm sure it's something that you appreciate. So, Sister Martha, any
yes.
last words?
Yes, I'd like to invite everyone to join us at 4 p.m. for an hour of 50-Year Human Family Strategic Planning Initiative, where you're invited to
yes.
offer your contribution, inshallah. And then following that will be 5
okay.
to 7 p.m. Stay connected for Deepreeta Abdul Hadi as he brings forth Al-Islam in focus from 5 to 7 p.m. Thank you, my brother. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you, Sister Martha. I pray that Allah will continue to bless us and move these community insights forward. It is a program, it is a platform that we really need for our people that don't want to listen to hip hop and some of these other artistic sounds that are playing on popular radio. So inshallah. I got 2 minutes left, and I have to do this here because this is a sister that I love. We want to go out with her. I've known this sister for so long. I mean, me and her family go back. Our family goes back, you know, to like short pants days, like 5 years old. When I was 5 years old, I know her family ever since I was like 5 years old, and it is our sister, Shelly Shabazz. And may Allah bless her and forgive her sins and save her to become to the space in the paradise. And may Allah continue to bless her sons.
Amen.
Hassan, Munir, Salahuddin, you know, and I forgot the other brother's name. But that's, of course, under pressure. But I'm going to go out with Sister Shelly Shabazz. So we used to play this every day during the COVID. Because it was just true.
Another day.
All right, dear listeners, that is it here on American Muslim 360. Thank you so much for your being here with us. Inshallah, we will see you again at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 p.m. Central Standard Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Coast Time. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Assalamu alaikum.